It's Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy in the studio with Normal City Manager Mark Peterson. Can we talk about your counterpart in Bloomington for just a moment? David Hales has a terminal contract ending July 2018. Mayor Renner has said, provided if he's reelected, he's looking forward to helping to choose the city's next city manager. Can you talk a little bit about your working relationship with David Hales and his impact as you view it on the city, which is still, of course, has a couple of more years to go?
Well, obviously, David's been there, 6 or 7 years now, so he and I have got to know one another. We have a good working relationship. It's very cordial. I see David or speak to him on the phone or exchange emails weekly, sometimes daily. We serve on a number of boards and committees together. There's several, so I work with him pretty closely, and I would say that he and I have a good working relationship. I would say we have different styles, which is fine. I mean, that's typical. Even David's predecessor, Tom Hamilton, Tom and I got along fine. We worked well together. We had different management styles, and that, you know, really is inconsequential in terms of our working relationship. And I think David's done some good things down there. There's no doubt about it. He's stabilized their finances. I don't know if you remember, but when he came into that job, the city of Bloomington was in dire circumstances financially. They were barely able to make payroll. They were in bad, bad fiscal condition, and David has gotten them to a point where I think they're relatively comfortable. Probably not as comfortable as they'd like to be, but they've certainly come a long way financially.
So, and working with a council that, I guess from an outsider's point of view, would be viewed as maybe more difficult to work with than your situation with the normal town council.
Well, they're different than the normal council.
That's a good political answer.
Yeah, they're different, and like the two cities are different. They have different personality. They look at things differently. I'm not suggesting one way is better than the other, but it is different.
And regardless, the job was difficult to turn the city's finances around.
Absolutely. I mean, those are hard, hard decisions and very painful decisions that had to be made with consequences that have lasted long. Now they're in catch-up mode on streets and other infrastructure projects because they had to defer a lot of those projects for a number of years while they were trying to right the financial ship of the city. So that in and of itself have created some challenges that have been difficult for David and the entire staff to deal with.
And what about your future plans? When might a mayor of Normal play a role in choosing your replacement following your retirement?
Well, my contract currently goes through 2019, I believe. It's got a 3-year contract, and it's reviewed every year. And if I meet the performance expectations of the council, they've usually have seen fit to extend it a year. So, I mean, I'm 57 years old, so I'm not, you know, you can't consider me a long-term employee, but I've still got a little fire in the belly, and we've got some things that I want to see through here in Normal. So I'll be here a while, and hopefully when I move on, it will be a decision that I make and not one that the city council makes, that it's time for me to go. I've had great support from the council, and I'm very blessed with working with Chris Coos, who's just an outstanding mayor in my mind, and a great council. But certainly the fact that I've got a terrific staff that make me look better than I ought to look every day sure has helped my success here. So I attribute much of my success to great staff and again a group of elected officials who I think are as good as you're ever going to find. They're just quality people who are in it for the right reasons, and it's been just an honor to have been given the opportunity to serve them, and I hope to continue to do that still for a while.
Normal City Manager Mark Peterson, thanks for your time on Sound Ideas.
Thank you, Mike.